Peace and light, love, everyone. Appreciate y'all for tuning in today on this Tuesday morning, June 13, 2023. Oh, it's a great day. Even though Instagram, fucking with my Instagram page on RK5 official underscore and not allowing me to log back into my account, today is still going to be a good day. You want to know why it's going to be a good day? Because I'm breathing. My health is good. I can see. I got this space, this studio space. I'm here. I'm here to live another day and speak my truth and live out my purpose, which Instagram, you evil motherfuckers, trying to deteriorate what I'm trying to put out to the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have zero respect for Instagram and whoever's behind this. And best believe, you're going to get yours when you up out of here. Best believe. Everything all funny games and cool now because y'all trying to take my page off and not allow me to be on my Instagram and speak my positivity and let the world know what's going on. That's how I know y'all is behind all this. Y'all is behind all this this whole corruption. So, touche to y'all for y'all to feel like y'all accomplished something. Because y'all haven't. Because the show goes on. This is why I promote on multiple platforms. This is why I promote on Facebook. This is why I speak on all these platforms. On Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can't stop me, dog. You can't stop me. Facebook, you know. So now I'm about to be more active on Facebook or Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Y'all follow me on Twitter, RK5Official underscore. Shout out to Elon Musk. Never had me or got any problems or anything for him. So if y'all don't see me on Instagram no more, just know that I'm going to be on Twitter. But I think I'm going to be on Twitter probably after I finish my fast, my 33-day fast that I'm doing. Prince Donald inspired me last night. He had posted that he's doing a 33-day fast and it ends on July 15th. No weed, no alcohol, no sexual activity. You know what I'm saying? Whole cold turkey. And I thought it was a great idea, so I'm going to do the same. And I'm going to see how things go. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see how things go. And I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? Y'all support me. Y'all comment under my stuff. Y'all show me love. Comment on YouTube. Give me some feedback. Tell me y'all experience. You know what I'm saying? Show me some love, y'all. Because definitely going through some battles to do what I'm doing and to put out what needs to be put out. You know what I'm saying? But nothing can stop me. I am indestructible. You hear me? I am indestructible. Instagram. And to all the platforms that got a problem with me. Like, shit. I mean, like, ever since this whole COVID shit, this whole 2020 shit, been having nothing but issues ever since I've been putting stuff out and letting people know what's going on. Every year since then, been having hard times with Instagram. But it's okay. It's okay, because now I'm at this point where I just don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore about the platform. If y'all want me off that platform so bad, touche. That just made me go branch off to other platforms to where more people are at. And I'm going to be on YouTube. That just made me be more on YouTube, putting out more content. Because now I'm going to put out more content since I'm not going to be able to scroll and look at people's shit no more. Or not able to do certain things on my page and stuff like that. I might make another one, but I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm tired of, like, trying to gain followers and find following and all that shit. But who knows? But right now, it's not even my focus right now. My focus is to get this message across, because it's time. This is how I know it's time, because they fucking with me. This is how I know it's time. If they fucking with me, I don't be doing shit. This is how I know it's time. And nobody's going to stop that shit. Nobody. You feel me? Nobody. Nobody. The show must go on, and it's going to continue to go on. And we're going to have more people on my podcast. I got, I'm dropping another video this week. I did an interview with my guy, me and my guy Yusuf did an interview with a doula, one of the best doulas in Virginia. Her name is Leslie. I want y'all to tap into that. I'm gonna be dropping some promo footage for y'all to, you know what I'm saying, see everything. And it's gonna drop Friday, so y'all stay tuned to that. Got some merch out, Third Eye 5 merch. Y'all come support, you know what I'm saying? Got Nefertiti, you know what I'm saying? Y'all come get y'all merch, man. Y'all come get y'all merch, get this Third Eye 5 merch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Link in bio. Or you can simply comment underneath all on any post that you want. If you're on the podcast app, if you're on Spotify, is you iHeartRadio, whatever y'all at, and you can comment, just drop your name, whatever. Website is under construction right now, but I am still taking orders, you know what I'm saying? As long as you hit me up and let me know what size, I can get it done and get it shipped to you. You know what I'm saying? We can go about it like that. But back to the regular program. Before all this even happened, because all this just recently happened, and it's fucking crazy. We're gonna be talking about near-death experience that happened with a lady, a Catholic lady at that. She had an experience where she had a near-death experience, and she went to hell, and she experienced hell, and some of the stuff that she experienced, she thought she would never see, or she thought was, according to her, the right way of living. That's why she had experienced the near-death experience. Because the Creator had shown her what was wrong, what was going on, all that. So we're going to speak on it. But y'all give me a minute. I'm going to try to see if I can log back in with him. Log in. My Instagram. I'm going to try to. Like two times. In the meantime, I'm gonna play some jams. Oh yeah, any artists that want their music heard on my podcast, y'all hit me up, send me y'all music. Cash at me at Third Eye 5. And send a donation of $5 and your music will be played on my podcast episode. I'm still taking artists. Haven't forgot about y'all. Some RK. Okay, let's see if I got some. It's Show Me Love. I'm going YouTube and type in Show Me Love RK5, and this will pop up. That will, you know what I'm saying, tap in. Get my views up, listen to it. Show Me Love RK5. ain't no way no more. It's Jordy Pippen. Come on. I'm turning up this morning. Yeah. No negative situation gonna bring me down. Nothing evil gonna bring me down. No devil gonna bring me down. It's up. Dana, hey, hey, hey. And she leave fed. As she take my hand. Why you? Want is a lie. Show me, show me, show me. Show me. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Mm. Show me. Show me. Show me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. You know it's not over till I say it's over on cold, hot or warmer be there in November yeah she a fan, yeah she gon' dance, then entwine in bed, pulling on my head, why she in my head, mentally fed, she asked me to take my hand, why you see so scared, yeah, I'm with you, God knows down, down, want this to last, hey, show me love, I can't get enough, come on, come on, come on. Hey, come on, come on, come on, hey. Yeah, that's Show Me Love. I go tap in RK5 Show Me Love on YouTube. It's on my YouTube channel, RK5. Oh, man. I ain't even gonna lie, this making me type. Because now it's like making... Like, basically feel like I gotta start over again. I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling that. Not feeling it, not feeling it. But I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna continue. To all the people that fuck with me and love me, support what I do, y'all pray for me. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all pray me and my family. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. And I will pray for y'all. I always pray for y'all. I always pray for my fans, everybody that be watching, all the new people that be watching. I be praying for everybody, yo. Because I want to see everybody great. I want to see everybody good. And I just don't understand what I do understand. We're in a crazy space. We're in a crazy planet that is not owned by us. We just here to experience it. We in this physical hell. Like shit like this. Cause you can't even express yourself anymore. And it's sad, yo. You can't even fully express yourself without some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like it's getting censored. People getting sensitive. People being controlling, trying to control you, control what you say and do. In every way, in shape and form. Trying to bring you down. Trying to stop your flow, trying to stop your abundance of people supporting you and stuff like that. But it's all good, though. It is all good. Because you know why? Because I knew this shit was going to happen. It's what comes with this shit. It's all good. It's all good. I just wasn't. We're just so fucking random, man. And I gotta understand that too. She's like, may God continue to be with me and give me strength and fight through all these tough battles on this planet while I'm experiencing this journey, while I'm prospering to be the higher self of me, of the best that I can be on this planet. So let's get to it. Let me see what's her name. Okay, her name is Kathy McDonald. She had a near-death experience after contacting the flu. She found herself wandering around hell, but eventually end up in heaven. And the near-death experience occurred when someone... Okay, a near-death experience is when someone dies and revives and knows their life after death. Distressing of a near-death experience, what Kathy had happened to 3 in 10 people that have near-death experiences. Kathy and her experience was both distressing and amazing, and it changed her life forever, and it happened 23 years ago. And she's now telling her story to millions of people, you know what I'm saying? And this is gonna be me, not necessarily explaining near-death experiences, but this is gonna be me, you know what I'm saying? Speaking her truth too. Like, she, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just go into the video and let her speak. I'm not gonna play the whole video. I'm gonna play certain key parts of the video that stood out to me, and I feel like I should share that with you so y'all can have a clear mind and a different perspective about life. So here we go. I'm gonna start in the beginning.
Suggest putting me into a drug-induced coma so they could throw the medical book at me, and the family and I agreed I really had no choice. The last words he said to me is that I'm giving you an amnesia drug that will put you out, and you will be unable to remember anything that happens to you. You know, your brain's going to be offline. You'll just kind of go into a deep sleep. So I did, but I woke up. And I was in complete darkness. There was no sound. I had no idea where I was. I wasn't scared. I just thought, I was just kind of confused and kind of hung out. And then eventually this kind of a reddish glow started happening. And I figured, oh, well, maybe the sun's coming up. I'll be able to see where I am. But it didn't get too much lighter. And there was a swirling fog that was now encompassing the area, and it was getting too warm. It smelled awful, and then I started hearing these shriekings and screaming in the background. I thought to myself, this can't be good. And as I thought that, this voice boomed out of the fog, "Do you know where you are?" My mind raced, and all I could come up with was hell. And the voice boomed back with his maniacal laugh. And I took off running, turned left, and took off into the darkness. As I ran, I stopped, and then all of a sudden these bright lights came up, and I found myself in this bombed out city. It was like New York or someplace, because there was incredibly tall buildings. A lot of them had started to fall, or the windows were blown out. There was big chunks of rebar and concrete and screaming and fires. And I thought, holy cow, you know, where am I? And I tried to duck back into find some shelter. And while I was there, weird things were happening. I heard this like metal scraping and scuttling as a big shadow went by. And I thought, well, shoot, maybe it's aliens. And then this group of people that looked like, I don't know, some sort of survivors in rags kind of came out of the darkness and peered at me. And I did not feel safe. And I thought, you know what, maybe I can go find it inside a building or something. And I started running. I tried to crawl my way up over kind of a concrete fence, and I fell backwards. And I thought, oh, geez, this is going to hurt. And the lights went out. And the lights came. And I found myself in another place. I was staring at something large, but it appeared to be some sort of hairy person. And when I looked up, it was very obviously, in my mind, a demon. And the demon stood there, and I thought, you know, again, good grief, what's going on? And he just said, do you want to get out of here? And I thought, gosh, that demon speaks perfect English. And I said, yes, I do. And he says, I got a job for you. You get that done, and I will personally see that you get out. And I thought, well, this is all very weird, but I want out of whatever this situation is. He waves his arm, and up comes this scenery of an immense.
All right, so the job hit a part of the New York part. And earlier over the weekend, I had seen the billboard of the Diablo. I think I talked about this last time on the Canada wildfire episode when I was speaking about Canada. The billboard of the video game in New York, it was a whole thing of, because it said on the billboard, it said, Welcome to Hell, New York. So when I seen that, I instantly thought, like, yo, this is not cool. Like, this is, like, letting everybody know, like, Satan is here. The demons are here. The reign of Satan is here. So it was just like, it's time. It's time. It's time. Like, the brother Nas, Rod Nas was speaking of, talking about the apocalypse and how the apocalypse is basically the supernatural coming down to reveal the cosmic mysteries. And we are starting to see that with the whole UFO sightings, which has been going on for years now. But it's being more public, right? It's being more introduced into the public. And a lot of people is not really caring about this shit. And it's just kind of low-key mind-boggling in a way. But it is what it is. People not gonna believe shit till it's in front of their doorstep anyway. Just like the people that in Las Vegas had the spaceship crash in the back of their site, which I'm trying to make sense of, and it just clicked in my head, because it was like, if the shit crashed in their backyard, where's the picture of the spaceship? So I don't know. It's a lot of weird shit going on, and I'm trying to figure out, is this an act or is this real? Because they have this whole thing, a Blue Beam project, of like how they trying to basically create an event, a hoax basically, to trick the people about what's going on, to distract the people from what's actually going on and creating their own thing. And I feel like they are creating confusion of what's real and what ain't. Far as like ETs go and ETs actually being here and stuff like that. And I feel like from spirit right now, I feel like they are playing with us. They're trying to play with our minds. They're trying to fuck us up mentally to where they might, like the whole UFO, the UFO thing that happened or occurred earlier over the weekend or the weekday of last week, is set in place to either put fear in us and think that they here and they about to do something and create all this different chaos and stuff like that to, I don't know, create this fear or see how people would react to it. Because I don't know. For some reason, I feel like it's not the real thing yet. I don't feel like what has occurred in that 911 calling. For me, it feels like 50-50 that it might be real and that it might not. And I say that because the evidence that was shown, you know, the evidence of, like, where's the spaceship? Where's the picture of the spaceship? What it looked like? If it crashed in the backyard, where's the picture of the crash? What is the scene? You know what I'm saying? They ain't show none of that. So, I don't know. It's just a lot of fuckery going on, a lot of manipulation going on right now with everything, with the whole jab, all that. They're trying to stir some shit up and make us forget about certain things so we won't prepare for certain things. But I definitely feel like we are experiencing the apocalypse. And that it's either near or it's coming. You know what I'm saying? With everything going on, they're fucking up the planet. They're just doing a lot of fuckery going on, man. So, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. So, listening to her just brings all this together, like, the whole apocalypse thing and what could happen. I'ma skip to where she ended up appearing in the hospital and seeing another demon there.
White walls, white ceiling, lots of light. There were doors on either side of me, and I thought, doors is good. But when I looked up, oh no, there's another one of those demon things at the end of the hall. They all seemed to carry a truncheon or a stick or something to be menacing. And I thought, quick, I gotta pick a door. So I'm looking both left and right. And when I looked around, this guy was fast, man. He was right in front of me. And I just stopped, didn't want to aggravate him. I wanted to see what he wanted to say. And he says, okay, you got a new job. And I thought, great. And he says, you're going to go in that room over there. You're going to take what they give you, and you're going to come across the hall in front of me and into the door on the left and put the object down. And I thought, okay, I'm going to get out of his sight by going into this other room. Maybe there's another door. Maybe there's a person in there that can help me out. I said, sure, I'll play along. So I go into this other room, and it's quite large, and it's got a lot of gurneys in it. There's a person sitting in front of each of the gurneys on a stool. And I thought, oh, this is a doctor's office or an operating room or something. I wonder what they're doing. And so one of the doctors raised his hand, and it was all bloody and stuff. And I just stared. And he turned around and says, get over here. You know, I thought, oh, job. So I went over, and he said, well, put your arms out. And so I did. And he had taken something from a woman laying on this gurney, and it was all blood being awful, and he scooped it up and slopped it into my arms and says, get going.
Babies. That's what it sounded like.
I thought, babies. Oh, as I looked down, I thought, oh, Lord, I know what this is. And I went into the hall, and the demon just pointed to the other side. So I was in shock. I went over to the other side, and when I went into this other room, my God, it was as big as a Costco. It was huge. And it had all these piles and piles of what I was carrying in my arms. And so I was horrified, and I put the poor thing down on the floor, went back into the middle of the hallway, and the demon says, back you go, this is your job. And I says, no, I'm not gonna do that. That's disgusting, it's awful, it's immoral, and I'm not gonna do it. And he says, oh, jeez, you have no idea what you're bringing on yourself now. And he raised that club like it was going to hit me. I closed my eyes, and the lights went out. My eyes, when the lights came back on,
So when I heard this earlier about the doctor taking the aborted babies out, I feel like doctors, there's a special place in hell for them. Wherever hell may be, or whatever dimension that is in, that's where they will be at. And you see that this demon is telling her to work for something, to get something. And that's always been like, you know what I'm saying, the Draconians, Anunnaki, people to slave the human race, because that's what we was, you know what I'm saying, here. That's why they created humans, you know what I'm saying? So it just all makes sense on like why they would have like her to able to get out of what she experienced, and she had to work and do something. And as she's going along and explaining these experiences that they asking her to do, it's like she's breaking down, these are the devil's work. You know what I'm saying? These are the devil's work, and this is what it is on planet Earth, but we don't know it because we are accustomed to it, and we just think that this is the norm. This is what we are supposed to be experiencing on the planet. You know what I'm saying? How the system got everything. You know what I'm saying? And in the new episode that I'm dropping Friday, that's what we talked about in the episode. We talked about the system. How everything is a system. The medical field is a system. The doula would tell you that. I'm gonna just say that. But yeah. So we'll go back to the video.
Which was just something, when the lights came up, it wasn't as bright, and all I could see was maybe 3 or 4 feet of what looked like a dirt road, and it went to the left and it went to the right, and I couldn't see anything. The horizon just had that internal glow, like a forest fire was coming your way or something. No stars, no moon, just this dusk and the road. Occasionally I thought, well, I'll take a right, you know, and like I'm in traffic, and get on the road and see where.
See, before we continue, something just happened. You know how like I try to play it and it didn't let me play a few seconds of it because it was connected to my Bluetooth. And mind you, I think my Bluetooth had died or whatever. I don't know. It did some weird shit, like to where it reconnected to my Bluetooth, to my headphones or whatever, and it just started playing from there randomly. And I feel like they, whoever connected or tapping my shit, tried to tap in through my Bluetooth and trying to let me know something. But touche, whatever.
Goes, you know, maybe it'll get me out of here. There was a pile of rocks here. There was a hole there, but it was very boring. The thing about being on the other side is there's no time. You know, there's no watch. There's no way to measure how long you're there. It just is always now. But I felt like I was on that road for a very long time. At one point, I thought, geez, I think this thing's a treadmill. You know, just a big, great big treadmill. No matter how far I walk on it, I don't get anywhere. But then, boom, the lights would go out and the lights would come up. On the road, I did happen to meet some living people. I understand that it's very rare for people that have a near-death experience to see living people. There's a lady called Emily that's doing a book on that now. But one time I was on the road, and I know I never felt like I was dead. I just always felt it was me, because I was hungry and I was tired and I was thirsty and I was scared. And walking on this road, all of a sudden, I smelled something really good. And I thought, oh my gosh, what can that be? And I kind of picked up my pace. And as I got down there, I noticed that it was strange. There's nothing anywhere, but there's a guy sitting on the left in a chair. And then on the right, there's this woman bustling about with all these tables that they were piled high with food and delicacies, like for a really special wedding banquet or something. And when I looked at the lady that was putting all this together, I thought, oh my gosh, that's a relative of mine, a very close one. We're very good friends. And I thought, what luck. Again, I was getting used to the fact that this was my new reality. And I said to her, I said her name, and she looked at me, but she looked confused. And I thought, that's strange. And I said, excuse me, I realize you're very busy here, but if you could just fix me a small plate of anything and a glass of water, I'll get out of your way. And she just looked at me and said, well, this is for the important people. And I thought, zing, that hurt. And I said, sorry to bother you, you know, and got back on the road. A pretty unpleasant thing happened on the road. I was walking along and pretty much happy to be on the road, because every time I came to another segment, it was worse than the one before. I felt a little safer there. But this time when I looked up, and it was hard to see, there was a bunch of people milling around. Unfortunately, they kept walking back and forth across my road, and they were limping and muttering to themselves. They were in rags. And as I got closer, I kind of slowed down and thought, those aren't healthy people, and they look dangerous. But I was afraid to get off the road because I didn't know where I would be. So I thought, well, okay, I'll just slow my gait. I'll look down. I'll mutter a little bit. I'll start limping, and maybe they won't notice that I'm not one of them. So I got about to the middle of the group, and they all froze. So I stopped, and I waited, and it the women, that you could only tell their faces were kind of covered with shawls. All they had like skirts, but they were all raggedy. And they moved farther out of where we were. And the men moved closer in. And I thought, oh, gosh, this is not going to be good. One came up and smacked me in the chest, knocked me backwards on the ground. Another came up and kicked me. And then they jumped on me and do what gangs of unruly men do to innocent and women that aren't protected. And that was a terrible experience. It went on, and then finally they started backing off, and one leaned over and got his face right into mine, and his breath was fetid, and he said, we all have AIDS, and now you do too. And you can't die. You'll just get sicker and worse.
Hello, Herb, y'all.
Become like us. And a big chunk of his cheek fell off. And I thought, oh my gosh. And then he backed up. And I just sat there not knowing what to do. And then this demon woman came up, and they kind of backed up. And she said, come with me. You're one of us now. And I said, nothing. I just got my rags together, and I stood up and I followed her. And as I did, a rest of probably about 10 or 12 other women in my condition, we all got in a line. And when we got to the tree line, I remember that when we broke out, as far as I could see, was like snow-covered ground, like a tundra. And the wind was blowing, and it was snowing, and here we had rags. And so she said, get in a single file. And we followed her. And again, with no time, I couldn't judge how long we walked through that freezing snow. But by the time we got where we were going, I did some sort of out-of-body thing where I came up like a drone and looked down and saw us walking in this long trail, and the snow was up to our chests. And there was just I could see the trail where we had come going into the distance. And then I came back in. And then she finally came to this ratty-looking shack and said, All right, everybody inside.
And listen to this.
Thank goodness, at least we'll get out of the storm and we'll be able to huddle together and maybe get a little warmth going on. And we all huddled in and thought, oh my gosh, there was no insulation. The windows didn't have glass in them. And we were freezing sitting on that floor. And then she says, okay, now we wait for customers. And we looked at each other and thought,
listen,
how much worse can this get? What is going on? Where am I? How am I going to get out of here? And, you know, I said to her, I've been here a long time. I've been through a lot. Why does it seem particularly depressing right now? Am I just getting tired? And she says, oh, no, it's Christmas on Earth. That's always the worst day in hell. Mm-hmm. I thought, hell? That can't be. I mean, if, you know, I was just frazzled, and I thought, I got angry. And I just said, Christmas, huh? And I started singing a Christmas carol. I love Away in a Manger. I thought that'll tick her off. So I started Away in a Manger, and she turned around and she said, shut up. And all a couple of the other ladies got a smile on their face, and we said, no crib for his bed. She said, I mean it, you're going to be sorry. And then we said, the little Lord, and she shrieked and jumped at me, and I closed my eyes. And I opened my eyes as this bright light came up. But this time, it was blissful. It was joyful. It was full of love. It was an incredible feeling that you don't ever feel on Earth. If even if everything, the best things that ever happened to you were all rolled into one, they would pale by comparison. So I was enjoying this absolute wondrous love, and I'd forgotten everything that had happened before. And as the light kind of, it wasn't a harsh light, it was a warm light, and as it kind of dimmed a little bit, it took shape, and it looked almost like cathedral or something, but there was no pictures or anything. It was just like white marble. And as I looked up, I thought, oh my goodness, that's my friend that died last month. And he had leukemia then. He had, you know, lost his hair, and he was all blotchy and everything. And he looked great. He looked wonderful. He looked younger. He looked about 35. And I thought, huh, that's funny. And he's laughing. And I thought, oh, he doesn't know he's dead. I'm not going to be the one to tell him. And then he really laughed. And I thought, I didn't say that out loud. Something's going on here. And I thought, well, if he's dead and I'm with him, this has got to be the greatest news ever. I'm dead too. I'm in heaven with my best friend. And I says, why are we just standing here? And then out of the corner of my eye, I turned to see this great big, like, architect's table with a huge book on it, and it was open halfway. And I thought, he was showing me something in that book, but I can't remember what it was. Oh, well. And I said, come on, let's go. Let's go see the stuff, you know. And he walked over slowly, and he just says, now, Mary Kay, you've got too much left to do. Slap. I said, what? They're sending me back? No. I just crossed my arms and I said, no. I stamped my foot. I was furious. And he just smiled, and it got black. And then the lights came. And they were too bright. And oh no, there's figures milling around at the bottom of wherever I was. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. And one person turned around, and I thought, oh my God, I'm back in hell again. And I said, Mom's back. And they're looking at me. And I thought, I think that's my family. My daughter came and sat down and says, oh, Mom, you were so sick. We thought we lost you, but you're back. And my mom says, oh, we sent a prayer circle around the world, and we brought you back. And I thought, oh, if I could get my hands around you, I would shake you silly. I don't want to be here, but I couldn't say anything. That was a blessing. I would have been rude. So I was back. And I'm thinking, you've got too much left to do, and I can't move. I can't breathe. I can't talk. I weighed 86 pounds. I had no muscle mass left. That's why I couldn't move. And it was going to be, I'd been 3 weeks in the ICU. I had another week there, and then they were able to get me to a physical rehabilitation hospital for a month so I could learn how to do crawling, walking, going up and down steps, and swallowing, all the things I had forgotten. I was like an infant learning everything over again. It was very depressing. Thank God I had my family around me.
I'm going to end it at that. So you heard what she said when she was with the group of girls and she was in the she was in the little home space, and she was with the group of girls, and they was like saying that we wait for the customers, and they speak on how the how Christmas Day was the worst day in hell. So what did that goes to tell you? That we need to stop fucking celebrating Christmas. We need to stop celebrating Christmas. Yes. Stop celebrating Christmas. Yes. Yeah. You wanna when you ascend up out of here, you wanna go to heaven or to a great place. I advise everyone to stop celebrating the pagan holidays. Stop celebrating pagan holidays that don't mean or represent anything but evil and greed. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are in the times to where we have to reevaluate everything that we've been taught. Hold on real quick. Christmas, what else? Thanksgiving, all that, man. We need to just chill out and just don't celebrate nothing. But our birthday or something, like, probably not even that. Who knows? But We all need to get away from these old Western teaching of things that we've been forced upon to do and learn and grow in. Like, we are in a different age now that it's time for change. Like, technology is changing. Everything is changing, and we need to change. We need to change as well. Shout out to Justina. Peace and love to you. I thank you for sharing that video to me, because she had sent me that video this morning because I had said or put something up on Instagram. So I appreciate you sending me that and giving me something to talk about today and to bring light to, you know what I'm saying? And anybody else that have experienced near-death experience, I would like to interview. I would like to interview you, ask you some questions. How was your experience? And was it similar to what Kathy experienced? And, I just, Yeah, and they were speaking on how like religion is causing a lot of people to go in a direction that they necessarily didn't agree upon or understand fully because their traditional way of going about things and it's like set in stone in them to move in that direction. But all truth be told, the Creator has no religion. In the beginning, there was no religion. So why is there now a religion? So ancient times, they didn't have religion. I feel like, too, religion, it limits you. Religion limits you because I feel like it doesn't even operate off spirituality or true of you operating in your true spirit. I feel like it makes you operate in following somebody else's want for you instead of what the Creator wants for you now. Instead of going off your own intuition, going off your own feeling, I feel like that's what's limiting you to do and produce certain things. And I feel like, I honestly feel like if I was a Christian, still a Christian, I don't think I would be doing this. I don't think I would be doing podcasts and spreading the word like this to the people in all different ways and creating a clothing line and, you know what I'm saying, and meeting, you know what I'm saying, different kinds of people and coming together and making things work. I don't think that I would be doing this if I was a Christian. Or any other religion. So I feel like it really does limit you to where you only do but so much, and that you feel like, and that you are only catered to do but so much and not walk in your purpose. I feel like, yeah. So that's that. That's all I want to really touch up on. I got to get back to figuring out what's going on with my IG page. And I appreciate y'all tuning in, listening to this morning's episode. Again, Friday, I will be dropping the new podcast episode. It's going to be up on YouTube with our very own Virginia doula named Leslie. Great conversation with me and Yusuf we had with Leslie. And I want y'all to tap in and join and really listen and give me some feedback about it. We spoke about pretty much everything pertaining to women and their birth and what needs to be done and all that. So, yeah, I appreciate y'all today. Pray for me. Pray for my family. Pray for strength and guidance to get me through all this, and that everything's going to be good. It's going to be good regardless. But that extra I can't even speak right now. That extra boost to get me and put me where I need to be in prayer. And I appreciate y'all for giving me a prayer. So y'all give me some feedback. Y'all tap in. Y'all can listen on the podcast. Y'all can listen to the podcast on Spotify, Anchor, iHeartRadio, Apple, on the Apple, the podcast app. So just type in Third Eye 5, Just About Audio Podcast, and you will find it. And tap in and share it with other people. And let's have discussions. There's certain episodes I don't put out. Let's have discussions. And so I can come back up here and talk about it and have topics to talk about. Y'all give me topics y'all want me to speak on too. Y'all let me know. And follow the page, _THIRDEYE_3i5_3i5. Y'all follow the page, give us feedback, inbox us, let us know what you think. Let me know if you pray for me and and for our family and business and all that, you know. So I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a blessed Tuesday. and prosper, yo. Stay true to yourself. Give gratitude. Meditate today. Yeah, don't let nothing tear you down. And know that you are indestructible. Nothing can stop you but you. Peace.